your hometown.
Your hometown tour continues. We're in the village of Lindenhurst. Stay with us and find out why Lindenhurst should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's Lisa.
Hey, and may I say, here's Dave. Dave Moore is the Executive Director of Lindenhurst Park District. I got to say, Dave, if I wasn't doing this, anything involved with the Park District or Forest Preserve would be right up my alley. How are you today?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
How many parks do you have? I know Lindenhurst Park District is in northwestern Lake County, but when I just went on your map, it looks like you've got a fair amount of parks in that area.
Yeah, we do. So we're fortunate enough here that we are surrounded by 134 acres that the Park District actually owns. So 19 different parks, 15 playgrounds, a lot of open space, but also surrounded by the Lake County Forest Preserve as well. So the community is extremely walkable, rideable, tons of easy ways to get around, different bike paths, you name it.
People who live in Lindenhurst, what do they use the Park District the most for? Is it visiting parks? Yeah. It is doing programs that you offer?
Yes. So I think our parks are extremely popular, as you know, through COVID and everything else. I think people realize that open space is more important for mental health and everything else. But Park District is used quite a bit for our really extremely popular Ingle Junction Preschool program, which services 3- and 4-year-olds in our community and surrounding communities. Our summer camp program, which is Camp Exploration, is heavily used. We have different sports programs, our soccer program, basketball, t-ball. We have quite a few active adult programs and some new upcoming and exciting ones. We just finished up an adult football charcuterie class last night. We have adult pickleball. Yeah, we have adult pickleball indoor and outdoor. So if you have heard, I'm sure you have, but pickleball is extremely popular these days. Yeah. And our special events. So we just wrapped up our concert or our live music in the park series, which we do as an intergovernmental agreement with Lake Villa Township, the library, actually, who I know you had on earlier, the Village of Lake Villa. So we put on concerts throughout the year. Those are free to the public. We do kids concerts. We have our largest special event coming up in October on Saturday, October 18th, which is our Haunted Trail and Bonfire. And we usually get about 2,000 people that attend that event, which is a lot for a community of our size.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what are there, like 14, 15,000 people in Lindenhurst?
Yeah, I think the last census was about 15,000 people. Okay. We're pretty unique. We actually service our surrounding communities as well. So a lot of park districts, typically their users are about 90% residents, and ours are about 50-50. So half of our users are non-residents, which is really unique. So we do get a lot of people from surrounding communities that come to Lindenhurst just to use our programs, facilities, parks, et cetera.
And you do have two beaches, right?
Yes, we have two beaches. One of them wasn't as used this year due to a little bit of construction, but we do have two beaches that are used quite often. Like I said, not as much this year, but we also have a splash pad, which is near a 9-hole disc golf course and is easily accessible through Lake County Forest Preserve's McDonald Woods. So we have a few different features outside of the beach as well.
I was a Park District kid. I grew up every day during the summer. I went to the local park and participated in the programs and loved every bit of it. And I love that you're really connecting with people who have preschoolers, because it's important that those things become available to them. And I just looked at your list of programs. Oh my gosh, you're busy. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, anything from, you know, birth to end of life, we like to make programs and everything available to as many people as we can in our community. And I think that's one of the reasons that make Lindenhurst such a great place to think about moving to or staying here, aside from our schools. We have an incredible park system between us and the Forest Preserve and open space. It is truly a hidden gem.
And is anyone invited to the haunted trail and bonfire? You said you draw from other communities, but if someone's listening, they're like, that sounds great. I'll bring the kids. Are they welcome?
Yeah, we would. Yes, absolutely. We'd love to have them. It's Saturday, October 8th from 3 to 8 p.m. at Forest View Park. We have wagon rides, costume contests, kids games, food trucks. We'll have Black Lung Brewing on site, if you've heard of them. Yep. We do free hot apple cider, the haunted trail itself. So we have a scary and non-scary version, and some stage acts and some other fun stuff, both free and some paid options as well.
Okay, and it sounded like you said October 8th, but everything that I have in front of me says October 18th.
Sorry, October 18th. Okay. Yes, October 18th, 3 to 8 o'clock.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. You represent your community very well.
Thank you so much, Lisa, and have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. You too. LindenhurstParks.org. LindenhurstParks.org.